Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Memory is an interesting thing. It really is not super accurate. As accurate as memories play back for us, every time we recall something, our brain has to literally reconstruct it. It is not a tape that is simply playing back. It is not... If you are of a certain generation, over the age of 30, it is not a carbon paper. Carbon paper was something where you would make a signature on it, and then there'd be like three sheets, and it would go to the next sheet. So it would carbon copy whatever was on the front sheet to the next, so multiple people could get a copy of whatever was being signed. I think a lot of times we think of memory as that. It is not that. It really isn't, as much as we'd like to think it is. So when we're recalling something that happened many years ago, something that's unexplainable, something that was very scary, something that was very traumatic, how accurate are the play-by-play minutes of that experience in our mind? I'm not questioning whether an experience has happened. I'm just questioning the play-by-play, especially when you have two people who've experienced something or multiple people that have experienced something and they all recall it a little bit different. Obviously, there's something there, but did they experience the haunting differently? If we're talking about a haunting, meaning did each person see things differently or see something different? Or is it just part of our minds trying to reconstruct something that we already are having a very difficult time trying to process as being real? You know, that's add that to the mix of our mind trying to pull data back from the past. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 306, we hear about several childhood hauntings. First, two sisters recall a shared haunting experience in their bedroom, only to realize that what they both saw all those years ago was quite different. And then spirits of the dead torment a young boy and his brothers in their home out of nowhere. Just suddenly, boom, haunted house. And then after a period of time, boom, not haunted house. Why, how, all of that, we'll get into it. And then shadow people haunt a woman throughout her childhood and early adult life. I don't know if it's shadow people or a shadow person. It's hard to tell. Who was this shadow person, and why would it not leave her alone? Those stories and more in today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP number 306. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. After having a paranormal experience or a shocking experience, an experience so impactful that you don't talk about it for years, what happens when you recall those memories at a much later date? What happens when those memories are actually shared with another, two people, more than two people, in the same environment at the same place, both experiencing what they think to be the same thing. Many years later, coming together and recalling the account, recalling the same fear, recalling the same entities, but in very different ways. Is that a product of our memories not being as accurate as we'd like them to be? Or did each individual experience this very dark moment in very different ways? Both seeing very different things because those things wanted to be seen only a certain way to very specific people. That's what we hear about in our next story as two sisters recall a haunting encounter in bed one night, many years after it happened. Both recalling a similar yet very different experience. Take a listen. Greetings from Creepy Canada. My name is Taryn. It sounds like Karen with a T. I come from an exceedingly small town on the coast of British Columbia. Throughout my life, I've had many experiences, starting from about 5 years old. I've seen and heard things that I could not explain. My mother would often deny that what I saw or heard was anything paranormal. She'd often tell me it was just my imagination. As I grew older, she would outright tell me not to tell her when I saw or heard something, even if it would scare me. I guess what I told her would freak her out too. As a result, I try not to tell her any of my experiences, including this one. I often think that she is a bit sensitive to herself, but she would never tell me if she was. One of my craziest experiences is a shared experience with my little sister, who is overly sensitive. My sister and I are 8 years apart and awfully close. About 10 years ago, I was 20 and my sister 12. My family and I had moved out of our hometown for a while so that my dad could work at a good job and still see Mom and us girls when he came home. The house we moved into had a strange feel to it. It felt like you were never alone, even when family was out. It felt like there was someone else present in the other room. Strange creaks like footsteps and things falling could be heard during the nights. When you went to investigate the sounds, thinking it was an intruder, the air would feel heavy, but nothing would be amiss. Soon after we moved into the house, I went off to university in a nearby city. I'd often come back for the weekends when I got homesick. I'd hang out with my sister, playing video games or having movie nights with the family before making the 3-hour drive back to the dorm on Sundays. One of these weekends, when I was home, I stayed in my sister's room with her. We stayed up late talking and having fun, and at some point, we fell asleep. Her on the inside of the bed near the wall, and me on the outside on the edge of the bed. This will be important in a second. A few hours later, suddenly, I was awake. I was laying on my back, looking around the empty room, wondering why I had woken up so suddenly. That's when I looked to the right, and to my horror, there was a shadow figure, darker than the dark in the room, standing next to me, leaning over me, as if it were trying to get a good look. My sleeping sister. I lay frozen, terrified, unsure of what to do. I stared at it for a long while, thinking, thank God my sister was asleep and not seeing this. That's when I heard a scared little voice from my left saying, Taryn, do you see that? It was my little sister lying frozen just like me. I scrambled for something comforting to say and replied with a hushed, yeah, it'll be okay. And then told her to close her eyes and will it away, as I did the same. Somehow we managed to fall asleep, snuggling close for safety. In the morning, we woke up and immediately asked each other if we really experienced the events of the night before. After that, we sort of forgot about the experience, keeping it locked in the back of our minds. I had not thought about it for a while, until a few years ago when we were telling ghost stories at a small get-together. It was then that I found out there was more to the story. When my sister had woken around the same time that night, she had seen something almost completely different. Instead of an empty room, she had seen a room full of shadow people creeping around on the walls, as well as one leaning over me. She said that she was so terrified that she decided to see if I was awake. This experience was so intense that it had haunted us to this day. To put the icing on the cake, a few years later, the person that lived in the suite downstairs, who was also from our hometown, told us that when we all lived there, she would hear very strange things happening upstairs and we were not home. And that right there is where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 306 of Real Ghost Stories Online to hear the rest of this story and our other stories. Become an extra podcast person. That's an EPP. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'll hear the rest of this and the stories of some boys that were in their childhood home and suddenly it becomes haunted. And then several months later, it's not haunted. Why? How? We'll dive into all that. Shadow people haunt a woman throughout her childhood and early adult life. But why? Who? What are they doing? We'll dive into that story as well. To hear those and all 306 EPP bonus episodes in their entirety, get our audiobook, get our ebook, get advanced episodes of the show commercial-free. All you have to do is become an EPP. That's an extra podcast person. All of those benefits, all of those things are included when you support our program. We load you up with content to binge away on. Nothing like having a campfire this time of year, listening to ghost stories. And if nobody's got a ghost story, heck, press play on the podcast and everyone will be happy. Ghostpodcast.com is where you sign up, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Same content, two different platforms to get it from, whatever you prefer. Check it out and help keep our program on the air. Until next time, for everyone at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Brusky. Thanks for listening. Thank you.